Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I'm here in partly cloudy Paris with my friend and co-podder, JJ Sefton. Sefton, how is the weather in Wisconsin? Because it sure is nice here.
Well, it's very nice here. It is sunny and it's fairly mild. I think it's maybe in the, maybe low 70s, and it's beautiful. Not really a cloud in the sky at all. So we're feeling good as we're heading in towards I guess the last days of summer, late summer and into spring. And so, of course we'll be kvetching about 50 feet of snow and 20 below zero sooner or later, but still it's very nice out here today. So we're enjoying the nice weather.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm becoming accustomed to no air conditioning. We're heading back to the United States soon, so I will be able to enjoy the creature comforts of a first world country once again. But it's very
Absolutely.
interesting that even in all but the most expensive and modern stores, the air conditioning is either non-existent or just crappy. And restaurants keep their doors open, windows open, even when it's 95 degrees out, because they don't have the air conditioning. And that's a direct reflection of the wealth of the country. And it's very, very easy, and I've talked about this before, but it's very, very easy to think that, oh, Europe is oh so sophisticated and so wonderful, and it's got these beautiful buildings and tremendous history, and we're just a pissant little country, but we're a hell of a lot wealthier than they are. When our poor people have air conditioning and their poor people die every summer because of no air conditioning, that's a big difference. 175,000 people died last year in Europe because of heat. And that dwarfs our problems, for instance, with violence in the United States. So they can bitch and moan all
Exactly.
they want, but no air conditioning is something that can be fixed easily, but they don't have the wealth for it. So anyway, just my shot at the bien pensants who think that they're so wonderful because they live in Europe.
Right. And I wonder how much of that, and a lot of that, of course, is the whole green nonsense that they've
Yes.
screwed themselves into and out of, and so on and so forth. So I think that's hopefully for the Europeans' sake. Hopefully that's out the door. I thought I read somewhere that they're starting to rethink a lot of that garbage, and well, whatever. So anyway.
Well, it's a significant difference in cultures. And
Absolutely.
thank God for President Trump and a resurgent conservative wing of the Republican Party that we're dumping all that crap, because it's trillions of dollars across the world, and it is damaging. It's profoundly damaging to our cultures. So
Yep.
anyway.
Yes, sir.
So what else is going on?
Well, we have lots to talk about, and first off, there was a nice headline. It looked as if, I mean, it was announced that and everyone's, we talked about this like on the last podcast or so about the tariffs. The tariffs evidently have erased literally almost $4 trillion worth of our national debt, which if that is an accurate figure or even close to accurate, it's a very significant development in a positive way. And it also puts a lot of torpedoes in the usual thinking about how supposedly bad tariffs are. And so good. So now if we could just stop the spending along with the revenue coming in, that would really, really be a wonderful thing too. So fingers crossed.
I assume that's over 10 years.
Yes, I believe it is over a 10-year period, but still, that's a nice chunk of, that's an amazing chunk of change.
It's
And
wonderful.
considering our debt is like what, $35 trillion, that's more than 10%. That's a good thing. So good for that. So
We have a lot more work to do, and it's still it's going to be iffy no matter what happens. But there's nothing bad about this. And you know what? And I've been thinking about this hysteria about tariffs are going to increase inflation. And what puzzles me about that is, yes, it is going to reset prices, but it's not going to be an ongoing thing. So widgets are going to cost 10% more. Okay, but that 10% isn't going to continue to build the way inflation does, because this is not a structural change in costs. It is a one-time, essentially a one-time change. So it's not going to continue year after year. And I wonder if if people don't understand that as well as they should.
No, I mean
Or,
it's a
you know, or you could
chewy,
just fall asleep because I'm being really fucking boring.
No, it's a chewy concept, you know. And Rush Limbaugh, rest in peace, he knew it. He said, "Who the hell wants to listen to me go on and on about deficits?" There you go. And he didn't. He didn't talk about deficits, so or at least not much, anyway. But it is a good thing. So don't believe the usual media knuckleheads who will scream and moan and all this kind of stuff. So it's a good
Yeah.
thing. And aside from that, unfortunately, there is another number that popped up this week. Donald Trump is apparently going to extend 600,000 student visas to red Chinese students to come to this country. So that is something that I have written about over the last couple of morning reports. And it's, I mean, I just don't understand that at all.
Well,
So.
I understand it from one perspective, and that is that you want to bring that money into the United States. The problem is that the original plan, of course, was that you would bring in all of these foreign students and they would absorb this wonderful concept of Jeffersonian democracy,
Yeah,
and
right.
they would become they would proselytize for the American plan across the world. And the reality, of course, in particular with Chinese students, is that they come here, they take our intellectual property, they take our the education that could be for American students, and then they go back to China. And on the way, maybe they take some secrets.
Yes.
So, I see. No, is it going to cost American academia money? Yes, goddamn right. But to me, getting rid of these 600,000 student visas is an unalloyed good thing. I don't give a shit whether 50 or 100 or 250 colleges go broke because they're not getting the full fare tuition from Chinese students. I just don't care. What I do
Right.
care about is the theft of our intellectual property, as I said, and the displacement of deserving American students. So.
Yes, and the sad truth is that, and look, not all of these 600,000 students are going to be spies or,
No, that's true.
saboteurs or
Yeah,
whatever. But at the end of
1%
the
aren't going
day,
to be
though, many of
spies.
them, right, but at the end of the day, many of them are allowed to come here. And believe me, the red Chinese have their families under the gun, and they are forced, and many Chinese emigres, even here, are forced into spying and doing things for the red Chinese government, lest something bad happen to their family members back home. So they're under the gun. But also, our very good friend and also an election guru, Dave in Florida, sent me a note this morning. He said, and a lot of the commenters were saying, yeah, maybe Donald Trump behind the scenes is doing some sort of two-dimensional or three-dimensional whatever chess with Xi. But Dave said that, look, it could be a gambit for Donald Trump because unfortunately we are beholden to the red Chinese for a lot of our rare earth minerals, and we need from them. So perhaps letting the students in is an opening gambit in further negotiations down the road that could eliminate a lot of the visas in exchange for who knows what. So it's an interesting point, and it's something that
Yeah,
to be
I
considered.
don't
But
buy it.
still.
You know, there are plenty of places where we can get rare earth metals. We've got plenty of them in the United States. We just have to
Right.
mine them, and we have
Yeah,
to
and
end the EPA and end this incessant environmental lawfare that has been so successful over the last two generations in destroying our mining and for rare earth and for coal and for many other things.
Oil, yeah.
Yeah, and but listen, if we can't find it in the United States, let's go to Angola, or take it from the Chinese in Angola, or annex. Let's just take Canada. You know what the hell? They're worthless
Next
sacks of
Greenland.
shit anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now
But on a positive note,
I don't care
yeah.
about that kind of stuff. I think that there's enough. They call it rare earth, and that's sort of a misnomer. There's plenty of this stuff. It's just tough to find. It's just tough
Right.
to mine. But we can do it in the United States. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, we have
So.
the technology. We can do it. It's again having the political will to resist and to defeat the inevitable, saboteurs and lawsuits and communist
Exactly, the
vermin
watermelons.
who, exactly, who will try to sabotage that.
Yeah.
And as I said, there's some good news on that front in that Lee Zeldin at the EPA and President Trump himself are making it easier to permit mining and to go after the these elements that we need so desperately for a whole host of technologies. So, knock on wood, that is going forward and will remain in place.
Well, let's see. I'm not sanguine about this thing. I wrote about that about on Ace of Spades last month. Opening up new mines. There's a big one opening up in Wyoming. But there's lawfare occurring as we speak to keep those things shut. Whether it's self-serving on the part of the Indian tribes, they're trying to shake down the U.S. government for more money, or the corporations for more money, or if it's simply the thinly veiled communist manifesto that the environmental movement in the United States holds so dear. It doesn't matter. The fact is that it's going much more slowly than it should, and this is one of the
Yes.
things that this is a national defense imperative, and the government, the administration needs to get off its ass and really start taking this stuff seriously.
Yes, I mean, we can declare national emergencies and call out the National Guard to stop criminals in the streets. Okay, all well and good. But yes, we must open our minds. We must access the raw materials we need for our economic and our national safety security interests. That is an imperative, equally as imperative as keeping our streets safe from criminals and whatever else. So, agreed.
Yeah. So, very interesting topic in Scotland, which I think
Oh,
many,
yes.
many people have seen. There was a 14-year-old girl who, along with her 12-year-old sister, was attacked or was threatened by a couple of budding particle physicists who had just immigrated from Pakistan or Shitkanistan or wherever the fuck they came from, and she defended herself and her sister with what sounds like an axe and a knife. Or an axe and a machete of some kind. I don't know where she got it, doesn't really matter. And the miscreants went to the police with video of this, and she is being charged. Now, why all of Scotland isn't ablaze and the police are being chased down the streets by enraged Scotsmen is beyond me. Can you imagine what would have happened in the United States? Can you imagine what would have happened in many, many other countries across the world? But Scotland apparently is so far gone that that they're willing to penalize the this power this when I use the word powerful, I mean it in an emotional sense, but this powerful young lady who had the strength of will to protect herself and her sister. I think it's wonderful. It's an indictment of unfettered immigration, and it's also an indictment of the failure of the Scottish people.
I look at the story and I saw the pictures, and I just said to myself, in every way, shape, and form imaginable, this brave young lass is the absolute diametric opposite, the alternate mirror universe of Greta Thunberg. It's unbelievable. You talk about
That's a
just,
really good point.
I mean, I looked at her and I said, oh my God, if we just had a few more like this girl, we could save Western civilization. And where are the, and you're right, CBD, where are the men in England who are challenged, where to challenge the rape gangs? And, there is talk, and there have been several articles I've posted over the last couple of days that speculate on the potential for literally a revolution and a civil war in England over this very issue. And people are waking up and, to the nightmare that is mass migration of sub-civilized, of animal and degenerate evil cultures, primarily Islam, into their country and destroying it and threatening their lives. And we shall see. Nobody wants violence, but let me tell you something. You're gonna do this. You're gonna hopefully get what's coming to you. So, and if that's controversial, then so be it.
The failure of Great Britain is, I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's complete. There is nothing strong. There is nothing good about Great Britain right now. They are appeasing terrorism. They are appeasing rapists. They are appeasing the invaders of their country. And for what reason, I have absolutely no idea. It simply doesn't make any sense. You could argue that that Labour is simply trying to defend its electoral wins, and continue to dominate UK politics. But they can do that with their own policies. They can convince, listen, the British people are not, they are definitely not conservative the way the American people are. So it is distinctly possible that Labour can win on its own merits, but they, for whatever reason, they have caved completely to these 7th century invaders, and I simply don't understand it.
No, the bitter, bitter irony here for those who know history, and is how Winston Churchill many, 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 many years ago warned about, and so many others from Rudyard Kipling to whoever warned about the depredations and the evils of Islam. And then, ironically, after World War II, when Hitler saved Great Britain and helped save, along with the Americans, of course, helped save the world from the darkness of Hitlerite Nazism and leftism, he himself was defeated by the very forces that, in one way, shape, or form, or another, are allied with socialism when we're socialists. And England has suffered ever since. And boy, what a tragic irony and bitter pill to swallow of the history post Winston Churchill in England. And
Well,
here we
they
are.
had a bit of a resurgence with Margaret Thatcher, who was a marvelous, marvelous woman.
True.
But aside from that, it's been too. Hold on one second. Man, those sirens are irritating. Aside from Margaret Thatcher, it's been essentially an unending series of failures. And the country, this former great empire, is in terminal decay. And I think it's only a matter of time. And I used to think it was going to be in the 22nd century that we would see Westminster Mosque. But I don't know.
Nope.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happens before the two of us are dead.
Could
So,
very well. I think, sadly, Westminster will go the way of Hagia Sophia. Yes, probably, maybe within the next 30 years, 20, if we last that long. I mean, I hope I'm not alive to see it. Please God, I don't want to see it. And the same thing with Notre Dame, the same thing with the cathedral in Cologne in Germany, and perhaps even the Vatican itself may very well be conquered by Islam before too long.
One thing
It's
about Notre Dame, we all saw it burn, what, 5 years ago? And I remember seeing
yeah.
it on television and thinking that I would never see this building again in my life, that it was going to be essentially a husk, a burned out hulk of a once gorgeous and fantastic cathedral. But the French people decided that is not acceptable, and they raised 1 billion euros. And I just saw it for the third time in 6 months, a couple of days ago, with a friend who was visiting. And it's absolutely magnificent. What the French people have done with Notre Dame is absolutely fantastic. They should be commended. Whether it was driven by the Archdiocese of Paris, whether it was driven by the rural churches in France, whether it was driven by a combination, I have no idea. I know that it was not pushed by the government of France. They gave nothing. In fact, Macron wanted to make it a modern cathedral when it was rebuilt, and the French people said, "Go fuck yourself," which is the appropriate thing to say to Macron every single day. But
Right.
anyway, so my point being that th there is hope, whether that was the last gasp of traditional France or was it a resurgence, I have no idea. I wish I knew. I wish I could say that it was a resurgence. I think it's too early to see. I do know that when I walk down the street, I see plenty of young couples with 3 kids, which is something that you rarely see in the United States nowadays, at least in my neck of the woods. Maybe in parts of real America, people are having three and four and five kids. But anyway.
Right, demographics is a time bomb, and
Yeah.
it's them or it'll be as the Democrats had hoped it would be the Latino time bomb that would go off and in their favor. But amazingly, the Democrats seem to be illegal aliens aside that they ship in and fill out the ballots for them. That aside, it looks as if a lot of Latin America, Latino America is not so sanguine about Democrats. So that's certainly a good thing. So we should that too. We shall see ultimately how that swings, because they're losing a lot of the Latino Hispanic vote. So, knock wood, keep it up.
I talked a little bit. I wrote on Ace of Spades yesterday about this Lisa Cook wench, who was one of the governors of the Federal Reserve, and how she committed what is, I think, clearly mortgage fraud. It's what she did was she lied on two mortgage applications, saying that she was buying two houses and she was claiming both of them as her primary residence. Obviously, that's not how it works. Now, there's been a lot of pushback in many places saying, well, it's not that big a deal. In fact, I do think it's a very, very big deal. First of all, the rules are rules. And if you lie on an application, that means you're a liar. And I don't want one of the governors of our central bank to be a liar. And she's also a senior official in the United States government. And I don't want them to be liars. And yes, of course, many of them are. Maybe most of them are. But I think that people like Lisa Cook need to be held to a higher standard. And the fact that she didn't even deny that she had done this, and that her defense was that Donald Trump can't fire her because of whatever rule she's going to cite in her lawsuit, I think is damning. What she, a normal, honest human being would have said, "No, I didn't do that. What, you have incomplete information, or you're simply mistaken." She didn't do that. All she said was, "Oh, Donald Trump can't fire me." Well,
And
that's.
the goal of this filthy slag is she's claiming that there's no way that she's going to leave her office, regardless. She's just going to
Yeah.
stay there.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
she should be
interesting.
dragged out in manacles. Oh, please God. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's where Elon Musk needs to step in and say, "Hey, Donald, I'll get one of my 19-year-old geniuses to hack it so that she has no access and her key card is cut off." That'd be fun. I'd enjoy that.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yep. And beyond her, you also have this Adam Schiff for brains who cheated on his mortgage, and
Yep.
you have Letitia James, the hack,
Who did this? Who did
Roland
essentially the
black
same
version
thing?
of Roland Freisler, doing the same thing. They're all crooks, criminals, and scum, and
Have
they're
we
all
been
in positions
schmucks?
of
Have
power.
we w Should we have been cheating on our mortgage applications?
Yeah, really. There you
I
go.
mean, I maybe I screwed up. I don't know. I guess
Maybe.
apparently everybody does it.
Well, you got to have the magic D after your name
Yes, this is true.
for Democrat. And if you don't, woe betide you, my friend, because you
Yeah.
will be going to the hoosegow with great speed. Especially since you're in New Jersey, Stan.
Yeah, hopefully not for long. I'm so sick and fucking tired of it.
Well, come on out to Wisconsin, but you'll have plenty of cheese.
Yeah, New Hampshire's looking nicer and nicer. Just got to
Yes.
keep those mass holes out of there.
Oh
Also,
yeah, and Jean Shaheen's daughter, who cheated, who also garnished some sort of campaign fund. There was a big story about her because she's running for Congress or something. And
Yeah.
she supposedly stole campaign cash. Gee, surprise, surprise. Democrats stealing campaign cash. I'm shocked. Day ending in Y, my friends.
Yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yo.
Yo is right. And aside from this, I'm trying to think of what else is hopping and happening. Of course, yeah, the whole kerfuffle over the National Guard being called out and actually arresting criminals and helping
Yeah.
and actual real citizens, be they black, white, brown, Chinese, or Jewish, Christian, whatever, applauding the move because they see the effects that it's having. And now, Donald Trump is threatening to call out the guard to clean up Chicago. And you know something? Why not? Just
Why is it
because it's a
that,
blue.
yeah, why is it that the New York State governor can send in the state police into New York City subways, but the idea of the National Guard going into New York is beyond the pale. I mean, these are law, essentially law enforcement, and National Guard people say, oh no, they're just soldiers. No, they're not just soldiers. They're trained differently. Yes, they can fight, and in fact, National Guard in the United States has a very long and very, very honorable track record of being ferocious fighters in our wars, but they also do lots of other things. They're called out for natural disasters, they're called out for riots, they're called out for insurrection. You name it, and they're called out. These guys have different training than our soldiers. So the idea that they don't belong, I think, is a little silly.
Right. And the bottom line is also that these cities, these are the ones that are at the forefront of the defund the police movement that let their cities burn to the ground every time there's a pseudo racialist event, so on and so forth. And they're the ones who are soft on crime or do nothing on crime because, let's face it, their constituents are, in fact, either criminals or criminal adjacent, and they do not want to alienate them. And let's leave it at that. You can figure out where I'm coming from on that one, my friends.
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. So let's wrap it up in a couple of minutes. But one thing I do want to talk about is Abrego.
Yes.
Remember Abrego Garcia?
The Maryland man who's
Yes, the
not from
Maryland
Maryland.
man. Yeah, apparently this is great. You can't script this any better. He claims that he's going to need many years of therapy to recover from the trauma that he suffered. This guy's a fucking thug. He's a goddamn gangbanger. Oh, the trauma. What trauma? It's great. Boy, I want to see that guy sent to Uganda. I think that'd be marvelous.
Yeah, that's the galling thing is that his mouthpiece lawyer claims that he can't go there because or he has trouble because he doesn't speak English well enough. And I'm saying, what the hell is he doing in this country?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, you can't. I mean, it's a Roman farce. Let him go to Uganda. Let the Ugandans have fun with him, and he can go hang out with Idi Amin, if you know what I mean.
So another funny thing happened. J.B. Pritzker, that fat fuck. I'm
Oh.
sorry for my. That's not fair. I'm being weightist. I don't know. What do you call it when you're mean to fat people?
Cruel to be
Massist.
kind.
Yeah. Anyway,
Cruel
J.B.
to be kind.
Pritzker was talking about how he lives rent free in Trump's head. He was giving some stupid TV interview. He was outside, and the cameraman who was videotaping him, as he was talking, panned over to the very, very large building off to Pritzker's right. And guess what? It was a Trump building. And it said big. It was classic. It was
That is
great.
classic. He is yes, JB Pritzker is the I don't know, he is the what can you call him? The Chris Christie of large donuts. I don't know
Yeah,
what
he
he's
really
the
is a piece of shit. And he comes
oh,
from a
yeah.
sleazy family. And he's got does he really think that he's going to be a serious contender for the 2028 Democrat nomination for president? I honestly don't think that that the United States of America is ready for a fat fuck president. And
Well, we have
I'm saying that very,
William
very
Howard
seriously.
Taft.
He looks
We had
unhealthy. Go ahead.
yes. We had William Howard Taft, but
Oh, that was a long, long time
that was a long
ago.
time ago, and he was a nice fellow, I think, I hope, I think, I assume, at least,
Yeah.
yes. First of all, he's not only a fat fuck, this Pritzker. He's also white, male, Jewish, and If he the last, I mean, su supposedly the last time he saw his penis, sometime during the Eisenhower administration, heterosexual, theoretically. So that he has no shot in hell, no way.
Wait, so he's a Yid? God, we really can't.
Pritzker, yeah.
Yeah.
And the
Oh
Pritzker
man.
Foundation is, God, they fund the most notorious left-wing garbage you can. Horrible, horrible human being. Penny, is he Penny
Penny
Pritzker?
Pritzker,
Is
yeah,
that, is
she's
that
the she's God, she's a loon.
total loon? Yeah. So this is, yeah, these people are just, there's enough anti-Semitism in the world. We don't need to see this guy or Chuck Schumer on a daily basis, and you'll understand why Jews are hated. They look at them and they associate them with us, and that's all we need, right?
Yeah, I want to make it
Yeah.
clear though. These when I call these people Jewish, that's essentially Jewish in name only. They do not embrace most of the tenets of Judaism. They are progressives. These are their religion is politics. The fact that they have bagels and lox on Sunday and every once in a while they go to synagogue. Does not make them Jewish. Yes, technically they are Jewish according to Jewish law, but they
By
certainly
birth
aren't part
only.
of the tribe as I would say. And sadly, they give us all a bad name. So,
Indeed, very much so. And
yeah.
it's not good. Hopefully, Malach Hamovis, wherever you are, do your thing. And may you be, speaking of Yom Kippur, which is coming up next month, inscribed in the book and not the book of life, dear Lord.
Yes, we're going to leave that one
To
alone.
be to be charitable, let me just say this, Lord, I wish no ill, but at least may you make yourself known to them and open their eyes and open their minds and open their hearts, that they may see the evil and the error of their ways, that they may repent. And that's about as charitable as I'm going to get.
I hope they have a lot of tsuris in their lives. How's that? Tsuris means troubles. In
Yes,
Yiddish.
well, we have George Soros, but Soros and
Yeah.
Soros are homophonic, interestingly enough. There you go.
Tsuris. Yeah.
Soros.
Remember hearing my grandmother saying that. Tsuris. Don't give me Tsuris.
Don't get me
So,
exactly.
yeah. Anyway, folks, we're going far, far afield. So, I think
Yes.
we're gonna call this one early. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for hitting our tip jar. And by the way, thank you very much for following us on X or Twitter, whatever you'd like to call it. At Kutchib News is the podcast name. What do they call that? I
The
guess
handle, I
handle.
guess.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
I'm also.
Sefton's got one, and I've got one. Mine is Charlie Brown's dildo. Oh my God, what a stupid name that is.
Well,
Anyway.
we will fling you at a hockey match or a women's basketball match, and there you
Yeah,
go.
there we go.
And
There we
see
go.
what comes of it.
Yeah.
We're also on Rumble too, and you can, and please do hit those clicks and do comment. It definitely, the traffic helps us, and Google notwithstanding, I should say
Yeah.
that maybe.
Yeah, that what Sefton just alluded to is that Google is giving us trouble because what few ads we do run, they're going to start cutting because they don't like what we're saying. That's America in 2025. So we'll deal with
Exactly.
it. We'll figure it out. Anyway, folks, thank you for listening. And until next week, this has been CBD of the Kutchib Newsletter Podcasting System. Sefton, take it away.
Thank you, CBD, my friend. Be well, be safe there in Paris and wherever your travels may take you. And for all of you, thank you so much for your continued love and support. It is truly appreciated more than you know. And we will see you on the next one, I would think next week, perhaps with a surprise guest. And God bless you, Alice. Until next time, ciao.
Thanks for listening, folks.